USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States will replace travel bans on Europe, China, and other countries by requiring foreign nationals to show proof of a COVID vaccination. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients explains what changed that caused the administration to update its travel guidelines.
Today, nearly 6 billion shots have been administered globally, and dozens of countries have strong vaccination rates. Vaccines continue to show that they're highly effective.
The move set to be announced later today at the White House and set to take effect in November. As the search for Gabby Petito comes to a close, the FBI is shifting its focus to finding Petito's missing boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Laundrie, a person of interest in Petito's death, went missing last week. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Some bad news for Democrats regarding immigration.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups. The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pfizer says a smaller dose of their COVID-19 vaccine works to develop antibodies for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. They say two doses, 3 weeks apart, had the similar effect to the dosage for 16 to 25-year-olds. The side effects also roughly the same. Pfizer planning to submit this information to regulators very soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The House is still debating a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that Democrats are calling human infrastructure. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn warns of the potential consequences if the bill is passed in the Senate on Fox Business.
I think they're going to put everything into this one bill and then just try to do the heavy roll and push it all over the finish line. Now, the good thing is they do not have the votes they need in the Senate to do this.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who's one of the swing votes on the bill, is calling for the Senate to push a vote on it next year. Two Houston police officers were shot while serving a narcotics arrest warrant Monday morning. One of the officers, William Jeffrey, died of his injuries, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says he spoke to the officer's wife prior to a press conference.
One thing that she made very clear to me this morning is that Mayor, the city of Houston lost the very best. And so I wanted to echo that.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution is up for auction and expected to fetch at least $15 million. The copy is one of 11 surviving copies of the original printing of the Constitution. Sotheby's Auction House in New York City set to auction the copy off in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.